I shall talk on tax authority, which consists of the legislative law, administrative law, and judicial law. The legislative law, which comes from Congress, is authorized by the Constitution and consists of Internal Revenue Code and committee reports. The Internal Revenue Code of 1986 is the primary source of federal tax law. It imposes income, estate, gift, employment, and miscellaneous excise taxes and provisions controlling the administration of federal taxation. It is the most authoritative source of tax law and is binding on all federal courts. Committee reports. Congressional committee reports reflect Congress's intent behind certain tax laws and help examiners apply the law properly. Administrative law. It is implemented and enforced by the Treasury Department, which includes rules, regulations, and procedures implemented and enforced by the Treasury Department. It covers Treasury regulations, revenue ruling, revenue procedure, private letter rulings, Internal Revenue Bulletin, and IRS publications. When there are conflicting sources of tax law within the same tier of hierarchy, as in the case of revenue rulings and procedures, the most recent rule or law takes precedence. Treasury regulations. Treasury regulations are the top administrative tax law authority after the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Internal Revenue Code. Treasury regulations are interpretations of the IRC that allow the Treasury Department to implement the IRC. The regulations are authorized and allowed under the law by the IRC, making them a primary authoritative source when conducting tax research. The IRS is bound by the regulations because it is a bureau within the Treasury Department. Courts are bound to follow them to the extent that the court does not find they conflict with the IRC. Revenue ruling. It is an official interpretation of the Internal Revenue Law as applied to a given set of facts and is issued by the Internal Revenue Service. While regulations have the same force and effect of law, revenue rulings are merely published to provide precedence and relied upon when resolving disputes and are not binding on the court. Revenue procedure. It is the official IRS statement that prescribes procedures that affect the rights or duties of the taxpayers. Revenue procedures do not have the force and effect of regulations, but they are published to provide precedence to be used in the disposition of other cases. While taxpayers may rely on the rulings and procedures, they can also appeal adverse return examination decisions based on those rulings to the tax court or the other federal tax courts. Private letter rulings. The IRS may respond in writing through a private letter ruling to a taxpayer concerning guidance on specific facts and situations. The private letter ruling applies to both the IRS and the taxpayer, but not other parties who may have similar circumstances. Internal Revenue Bulletin. Internal Revenue Bulletin is published weekly and includes Treasury decisions, statutes, committee reports, U.S. Supreme Court decisions affecting the IRS, and administrative rulings. IRB is referred to research upon whether the Internal Revenue Service has announced an opinion on a tax court decision. Announcements are published by the IRS in the IRB and are public pronouncements on matters of general interest, such as effective dates of temporary regulations, clarifications of rulings, and form instructions. They are issued when guidance of substantive or procedural nature is needed quickly. IRS publications. IRS publications explain the law in plain language for taxpayers and their advisors. They typically highlight changes in the law, provide examples illustrating service positions, and include worksheets. Publications are not binding on the service and do not necessarily cover all positions for a given issue. While a good source of general information, publications cannot be relied upon to sustain a position. We shall now discuss on the judicial law. The tax court, the U.S. District Court, and the U.S. Court of Federal Claim are referred to as courts of original jurisdiction or trial courts for tax matters. There are three levels of federal courts that hear tax cases. They are the trial courts, the appellate court, and the high court. Tax courts. Decisions of tax courts are issued as either regular decisions, which establish a precedent, or memorandum decisions. The tax court's jurisdiction covers income, estate, gift, excise, and private foundation taxes. The tax court does not have jurisdiction over employment taxes, except for the self-employment tax, which has been classified by the court as an income tax. U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. A taxpayer wishing to reverse the U.S. tax court's ruling would appeal to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Cases from the U.S. Tax Court and the District Courts are appealed to the appropriate U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Cases from the U.S. Court of Federal Claims are appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. U.S. Supreme Court. An appellant in an appropriate case may petition the Supreme Court to hear an appeal from the lower court's decision. A writ of certiorari is an order by the Supreme Court to send the case up for its consideration. A denial of such an order means the lower court's opinion on the case stands.